Well, Democrats are already criticizing the Republican health care bill. They're also digesting the news of two special election losses this week. I spoke earlier with Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, who is a combat veteran, and I asked her where the Democrats go from here.
Well, I think that we just need to get the message out to the public. I think we saw the mobilization of people against this extreme Republican agenda when it comes to health care, when it comes to women's issues with the Women's March, and then again over the ACA repeal fight in the first round in the House. And we just have to keep doing that and keep reaching out to people.
Do you need a leader of the party?
You know, I think there's a joke in there somewhere about we're Democrats, we have no organized movement. But listen, I think that the best thing that we really can do is to get out there and talk to our constituents. It's why I've been doing town halls all across Illinois, even though some of my Republican colleagues are not. And you know, I welcome everyone, including those who may not agree with me. And they've been going really, really well. And I think that's the best thing that we can do as Democrats, but also simply as public servants.
But on the issue of leadership, I mean, post Barack Obama, who is the leader, do you think, right now of the party, or is there one?
I don't know that there's any outright leader. I'm in the Senate, so Chuck Schumer certainly is our minority leader that pulling us together. But there is, what's great about the Democratic Party is that we're a big tent, we're a big umbrella, and lots of different viewpoints. We just have to make sure that people understand all the things that we stand for and what we fight for, and try to unify our messaging somewhat while allowing for that diversity of opinion.
As many of our listeners know, you are a combat veteran. You're the former Assistant Secretary of Veterans Affairs. I want to ask you about Afghanistan. The Pentagon is planning to send more troops to Afghanistan. Do you think that there's a strategy for Afghanistan for the United States right now, and is it working?
Well, that's the problem. I don't think there is a strategy. And I think that President Trump, who is the commander-in-chief of our military, has not done his duty as a commander-in-chief. There should be a strategy. The White House needs to develop one, and he needs to take charge. He can't just hand over the decisions to the Department of Defense. And so we have no idea if this additional 3,000 troops that Secretary Mattis wants to send to Afghanistan is a tactic, or is it an overall strategy? And frankly, it's not for Secretary Mattis to develop that. That needs to come out of the office of the that comes out of the Oval Office, and the White House needs to take charge and simply walking away from your duty as commander-in-chief is not acceptable.
Why do you think President Trump did that, delegated that responsibility to Secretary Mattis?
Well, there's a saying in the military, you can delegate authority, but you can never delegate responsibility. The responsibility rests with you. And so he may want to walk away from that responsibility, but he cannot. He is the commander-in-chief, and he must act as the commander-in-chief. And just because he's uncomfortable with trying to make these decisions does not mean that he has the ability. He should walk away from it. And in fact, he should bring in the advisors. He should bring in Secretary Mattis. He should bring in the top folks at the State Department to advise him. But ultimately, the White House must develop a strategy for what to do. And that must also include a new military authorization for use of military force, an AUMF. It's something I've been arguing for now since my time in the House. And to put our troops downrange without a valid AUMF that is current is a real disservice to the warriors who fight and protect us overseas.
Do you think more troops would help in Afghanistan?
Well, look, you know, they're talking about sending over 3,000 troops. And at the height of our presence in Afghanistan, it was 100,000 troops. Would more troops help? Would a million troops help? Sure. But is that something that we're capable of doing? I don't know. You know, and is it something that the American people would want? That's why the White House needs to come up with a strategy. They need to tell us what they plan on doing, what the exit ramps are. We can't just continue to send, you know, a couple thousand more here, a couple thousand more there with no real coordinated effort and no known off-ramp, because that just leads to us being stuck there for decades to come.
If President Trump came out and said, I want to pull all the troops out of Afghanistan and Iraq and end these wars, would you support that?
I probably would not support that, but I would want input from the DOD. I would want input from the State Department as to if that is something that is legitimately a valid solution. I doubt it.
Senator, you're one of nearly 200 Democratic members of Congress filing a lawsuit against the president, alleging that he's violated the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution, which is intended to protect against corruption. What would you like him to do at this point to satisfy your concerns?
Well, I think that he needs to come before Congress in accordance with the Emoluments Clause anytime he is given any type of a gift or benefit that he can gain from foreign nations. So that when I think the American people needs to know that when the president is embracing the one China policy, that is because he's doing it for the well-being of the American people, not because he got a dozen trademark from the Chinese government. When he decides to cozy up to President Duterte of the Philippines, a man who has condoned and incited murder and is a totalitarian leader, that he's doing it for the good of the American people, and not because he has Trump Tower in Manila and is looking to further his business interests. The American people need to know that the commander-in-chief of our military is making decisions on behalf and the well-being of this country first, not on behalf of his personal fortune.
That's Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois. Senator, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.